This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. British voters on Thursday are picking a new government in a parliamentary election widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Against a backdrop of economic malaise, mounting distrust of government institutions and a fraying social fabric, a fractious electorate is delivering its verdict on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party, which has been in power since 2010. The centre-left Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer, has had a steady and significant lead in opinion polls. But Labour leaders have warned against taking the election result for granted. Sunak has tried to rally his supporters, saying he still thought the Conservatives could win, and defending his record on the economy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Beryl has ripped off roofs in Jamaica, jumbled fishing boats in Barbados, and damaged or destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It has rumbled past the Cayman Islands and took aim at Mexico's Caribbean coast, with at least 9 people dead in its wake. Beryl had been the earliest Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, but weakened by Thursday afternoon to a Category 2. Its eye was forecast to pass just south of the Cayman Islands overnight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after Hezbollah fired over 200 rockets into Israel, quote, "We established a principle, whoever harms us is marked for death." He said, "We know there's still a long way to go, but we are determined to restore security to the north and return the residents safely to their homes," Netanyahu during a meeting with Israeli Air Force commanders in Tel Aviv on Thursday. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Thursday it was widening its targets a day after the death of one of its most senior commanders killed by Israel during their recent conflict. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Sonic booms rattled nerves for the second day in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon as Israeli jets broke the sound barrier, Lebanese state media reported. Hezbollah said it launched more than 200 rockets and a swarm of drones at 10 Israeli military sites on Thursday. The Israeli military distributed videos it said showed interceptions, as well as strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The hostilities have inflicted a heavy toll on both sides of the frontier, forcing tens of thousands of Lebanese and Israelis to flee their homes.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Robert Woodland, a Russian-born U.S. citizen, has been convicted of drug-related charges by a Moscow court and sentenced to 12 and a half years in a maximum security prison. He was found guilty on Thursday of attempted trafficking of large amounts of illegal drugs as part of an organized group. Russia media reported his name matches a U.S. citizen interviewed in 2020 who said he was born in the Perm region in 1991 and adopted by an American couple at age 2. He said he traveled to Russia to find his mother. He is reported to also have Russian citizenship. His lawyer said they will appeal the ruling because Woodland's guilt hasn't been proven. U.S. President Joe Biden went on the radio on Thursday vowing to keep running after a disastrous debate performance raised questions about his readiness. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a radio interview with Andrea Lawful Sanders for The Source on Philadelphia's independently black-owned WURD radio, Biden says the stakes extend beyond his own political prospects.
This is the most important election because the next president of the United States, by the way, is going to be able to appoint at least 2 more justices in the 4-year period, maybe more. Imagine what that does to the Supreme Court.
There's a growing sense that Biden may have just days to make a persuasive case that he's fit for office before Democratic support for him evaporates completely.
Proud of the record, and we just got to keep moving.
The president will campaign in Wisconsin on Friday and sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that will air as a primetime special Friday evening. Jennifer King, Washington.
Patrick Bertoletti from the U.S. city of Chicago won his first men's title at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Thursday. Bertoletti won by consuming 58 hot dogs in a tight 10-minute race where the leader bounced back and forth. Earlier defending champion Miko Sudo of Florida won her 10th title in the women's division with 51 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.